Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashodanandana Vrajjana Ranjana Yashodanandana Vrajjana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradha Yashodanandana Vrajjana Ranjana Yashodanandana Vrajjana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Jai Jai Prabhupada Prabhupada
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवचाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमदभय शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 4 वर्स 33 ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर फोर चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द अपीयरेंस ऑफ श्री नारद वर्स नंबर 33 तम अभिज्ञाय सहसा प्रत्युत्थाय गतम मुनिः पूजयामास विधिवन् नारदं सुरपूजितं तम अभिज्ञाय सहसा प्रत्युत्थाय गतं मुनिः पूजयामास विधिवन् नारदं सुरपूजितं तम अभिज्ञाय सहसा प्रत्युत्थाय गतं मुनिः पूजयामास विधिवन् नारदं सुरपूजितं word to word meaning tam abhigyaya seeing the good fortune of his Narada's arrival sahasa all of a sudden pratyutthaya getting up agatam arrived at munihi vyasadev pujayam asa worship vidhivat with the same respect as offered to Vidhi, Brahma. Naradam, to Narada. Surapujitam, worshipped by the demigods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. At the auspicious arrival of Sri Narada, Sri Vyasadeva got up respectfully and worshipped Him, giving him veneration equal to that given to Brahmaji, the creator. Purport. Vidhi means Brahma, the first created living being. He is the original student as well as professor of the Vedas. He learned it from Sri Krishna and taught Narada first. So Narada is the second acharya in the line of spiritual disciplic succession. He is the representative of Brahma, and therefore he is respected exactly like Brahma, the father of all siddhis, regulations. Similarly, all other successive disciples in the chain are also equally respected as representative of the original spiritual master. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Saudvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Thank you everyone for giving me this opportunity to speak on this verse for my and let me speak for the pleasure of devotees. So translation was at the auspicious arrival of Sri Narada, Sri Vyasadeva got up and respectfully worshipped him, giving him veneration equal to that of given to Brahmaji, the creator. So this verse, previous to that, this verse, the despondency of Vyasadeva is shown that how after compiling all the scriptures, he was not satisfied. He was feeling despondent within his heart. Something was lacking. And after concluding everything, he was thinking that might be he have not glorified the Lord sufficiently. That may be the reason. And at that time, as he was thinking like this, Narad Muni arrived at his ashram. And when Narad Muni arrived, who is also his spiritual master, he immediately got up. And Sahasa immediately got up and he worshipped him. He respected and worshipped him. And the respect given to Brahmaji, given to Narad Muni was equal to Brahmaji. So, here I will discuss some aspects of respect. So Vyasadeva is here offering respects to Narad Muni. There are some ways when we offer respect, there are some ways to do it. Like if someone is saying something and if we are not listening it properly, that means we are not showing the respect to that person. So proper hearing is a way to show respect to the person whom we are listening. And if the person is saying and we are not listening, then what is the use of that listening? And in second step in this is also affirmation, that whatever the person is saying, we repeat it. Not for his pleasure, so that we are assimilating that thing. We are thinking, we are processing that point what the person is speaking. And it gives pleasure to the speakers. That's why we see in the Bhagavatam, when the sages are asking question, then Suta Goswami replied, Varya Neta Tam Te Prashna, that your questions are glorious. So they are not just listening, but they are asking question and they are affirming. So many things are to and fro going on. So listen, then affirmation, then his service. To whom we are respecting, if we serve them, that is also a sign of respect, showing respect to that person. So especially these things happen with when we are dealing with a senior person, that we listen him, we listen them, we affirm, we serve, then also be polite, be thankful for whatever the person is giving us. And when respect comes, when we have faith in that person, the person is of integrity. If the person is not of integrity, then there is very difficult to put faith on such person. Then we may respect, but it is not a very, even it is said that the Sad Goswami would, he was very gentle and kind to the ruffians also. So, but that is not a kind of respect in which we receive instruction or we receive guidance. It is just a respect showing to all living entities. So these some points are there which are shown in the way and how we offer respect to others. And when things comes with a spiritual master, this respect has a very special meaning. That we offer respect to a spiritual master in a way so that we can receive knowledge, we can receive his mercy. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, it is said, Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah. So, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, by humbly serving him, by inquiring from him submissively. Then when these tattva darshana, their self-realized souls, when they are pleased, they can reveal the truth to the hearer, to the disciple. And that is the way of receiving knowledge, proper knowledge. So the path of a spiritual knowledge, the spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. It's not easy. There are many persons who try to explore spirituality. But due to not proper guidance, they land up at a wrong place where sometimes they are exploited. Although everyone is being exploited in this material world, but in the name of spirituality also people are getting exploited when they don't find a proper person from whom to inquire. And sometimes people are also having hidden motives. They don't want to seriously practice devotional service or don't want to put their best of the effort in this process where they can get maximum benefit or the maximum benefit of this human form of life. So if one seriously want to realize spirituality, then he has to submit himself to the process. He has to follow disciplic succession. Disciplic succession means when the knowledge is coming from the spiritual master and the spiritual master has received this knowledge from his spiritual master and ultimately it goes to Krishna. It starts from Krishna. The knowledge starts from Krishna. It is not some man-made process where anyone can think whatever he likes and claim that he has self-realized himself and he has not taken guidance from anyone. Then he is not perfect because his senses are imperfect. And with imperfect senses, if we try to explore this material world, what we will get is only imperfectness. We will not get perfectness out of this material world. To get perfectness out of this material world, we have to apply the higher intelligence, which is given by scriptures, by the Shastra. Then only it is possible. Although the tools which we apply are material, our senses, our own intelligence and logics, but this tool has to be directed through higher intelligence. As Bhagavatam says that same body, which is the cause of our bondage, can be cause of our moksha, our liberation, when this same body is engaged in the devotional service. The same activities which generally or mostly are the cause of our bondage in this material world, the same activity, when they are applied in the service of Krishna, they can liberate us from this material world. And the Lord, he is the spiritual master. From him this process starts. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process. As Srimad Bhagavatam says, dharmam tu sachat bhagavat pranitam. The path of this self-realization, the dharma, is established by Lord Krishna himself. Bhagavan has himself said that what is dharma. If someone else manufactures his own dharma, then that is not proper. And that's why we see that one who has no connection with God, and if he just tried to explore truth, supreme truth on his own, he do not reach to the highest conclusion. He may reach some nice conclusion
that this material world is not good and suffering is there, he may reach. But to reach to the ultimate point that Krishna is the fountainhead of everything, he is the source of everything, then it requires some guidance, proper guidance. Some spiritual master is needed in the proper disciplic succession. Then only one can lead his path properly in this process. Mental speculation, dry arguments, these things cannot help. These things can only satisfy one's false ego. Dry arguments are like, it is said that these are like oil cakes in which the bell, the ox, they take pleasure. Dimag ka bell, sarir ka bell. So these, if you see the ox, whenever you feed them oil cakes are very pungent. If you put them in water after 3-4 hours, the very pungent smell comes. But when you take any ox or cow to that place, they are very much eager to eat that. And they will, like, what nectar they are getting in that, you will not understand. Only they understand what nectar they are getting. And if you try to remove their mouth from that place, you put your whole force, but you will not be able to remove their mouth from that tub or where these oil cakes are put. So sometimes people are so much interested in their arguments, for the sake of arguments, they keep on arguing. They don't want to come to the right conclusion. Sometimes when people come and they challenge us in some aspect of devotional service, or they put some question, but before we finish our answer, they jump on next question. They are not interested in actually getting answer or getting the knowledge about supreme truth. Their point is just jumping from one branch to another branch of different question and keep us entangled. So we see, especially Prabhupada in this regard, that whenever someone used to ask some question, Prabhupada would stick to one point and he will hammer it till such a point that person would be ultimately frustrated, or he would accept whatever Prabhupada was saying. Once Prabhupada was there in Melbourne, he went there. So their press conference was there at the airport only. So, and devotees, when the Prabhupada arrived, devotees offered their prostrated obeisances in front of everyone. Whole crowd offered prostrated obeisances. And now reporters were ready to ask 5 different questions on Prabhupada. So someone asked, so why they are offering you respect like this by falling on the ground? So Prabhupada said that the devotee prostrate themselves because the kingdom of God is for humble and meek. And I am teaching them how to become humble and meek. I have to collect obeisances as a tax collector has to collect taxes. So Prabhupada is giving here that I am not collecting it for myself. I am collecting on behalf of Krishna, and I am transferring it and I am giving it back to them. So later on, that reporter asked, how much money you spend? So Prabhupada said, we can spend whole money of the earth. But the difficulty is that you are not giving us the money. So here the reporter is asking some challenging question, and Prabhupada is giving him another shock. He is not just replying, oh no, we are spending whatever, or not. He is in a like defending mode. He is like an attacking mode. So reporter was also bewildered. And then Prabhupada, in next line, he gives, actually we are spending $400,000 every month. So, but he gave answer, but after certain shock to that reporter. So he was not able to ask anything further, that what, from where your monies are coming and what. So then Prabhupada gave detail that we are distributing, we are selling books, literatures, and we are selling every month 40,000 books. So he gave the details also. But he gave the details in such a way that the people who is in front of him, he is accepting what Prabhupada is saying. He was not having, his challenges were thrown away. So Prabhupada used to dodge off all such questions which were put in front of him. And sometimes he would stick to one point and the person will ask another question. Prabhupada said, no, you have to understand this first. Then only, have you understood this?
So he will ask another question. Then Prabhupada again describe it. And once the recording was going on, and the recording ended, and Prabhupada still was continuing with his argument. So he said, no, first you understand this point, that you are not this body. And he was hammering and hammering, the last reporter accepted this. Yes, but because he also wanted to leave that place. So people had finally accepts. So it is not that we are answering machine and you just keep on asking question and devotee will keep on answering, satisfying your mental titillation. So if someone is asking question, then the duty of the speaker is that he should properly answer so that his questions are completely, or he should be completely satisfied with the answer. Not just keep on jumping from one question to another question and never getting the ultimate truth. So that thing will not help. So respect is there. And sometimes we see that in this material world, respect is also given to out of fear. Out of fear or out of hidden motives. Like example is Hiranyakaspu. He was worshipping Brahmaji. But the purpose for that was that how he can get immortality. So that he can defeat Vishnu, he can kill Vishnu. So his motive was, his respect was only for a certain purpose. Not ahetuki, apratihata. His respect was full of conditioning. Ravan was also respectful to Lord Shiva for his own purpose. And similarly, Banasura was also very respectful. Bhasmasura was also very respectful to Lord Shiva. So all these demons, we see that they are respectful to their seniors, but for some hidden purpose. And all the followers, almost all of the followers of the Asuras, they are also respectful to their master. Because they also want to satisfy their senses, gratify their senses, and for that purpose, they also follow the orders of it, and they respect their seniors. And this happens in all the mafia and every places, or in such type of places where people show their respect, even in the politics. Even the party which may be good in so-called field of politics, in there also you will see how this politics goes on. That's why this is called politics. That people are just doing, they are sycophant of each other. Just trying to glorify others so that their means will be achieved. And very rare, seldom are few people, those who genuinely serve the nation through politics. Otherwise, everyone has their own hidden motives behind that. Someone's hands are more clean than others, but it's not that they are 100% clean. Very few are like that. So this respect has their own, respect has different aspects in which people serve others. But when this respect is applied in a proper process, in a spiritual process to a superior person, it will award us the highest benefit of this material existence, of getting this material body, of this human body, that we can realize the supreme truth. And when the spiritual master is pleased with our service and sincere attitude of service, then he will give us that knowledge which is almost difficult to get. Suta Goswami, when he was serving Vyasdev, so Sonak Rishi, they were glorifying Suta Goswami that Veta tam somya tat sarvam tat tat ad anugrahat Bruya Snigdhasya Sisyasya Guruvo Guhyam Apyuta. So they said that if the spiritual master is pleased, Bruyu Snigdhasya Sisyasya, if the spiritual master is pleased, he can reveal all the truth, which is the truth, which is very difficult to get. If the spiritual master is pleased, he will easily receive. Gaur Krishna Maharaj used to say that Suta Goswami has not studied Bhagavatam in a proper way, that he has gone to Gurukul and learned everything. He was just serving his Vyasdev. And he was so sincerely serving that one day Vyasdev became very much pleased and he just embraced Suta Goswami. And by embracing Suta Goswami, he transferred his knowledge. So it was not that he went through some academic institution to study. Although he was there with Vyasdev, but he was not studying Bhagavatam as other scholars. He was just serving Vyasadeva, and by the service Vyasadeva became pleased, and when he became pleased, he gave all this knowledge, which is the knowledge which is very kuhyam, very confidential, that he transferred to Suta Goswami. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we also see in the pastime of Devahuti and Kardamuni that Kardamuni says, Yeme swadharma dharma niratasya tapah samadhi vidya adhyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasada tanevate mad anusevana sevanaya avruddhan drishtim prapasya vitaram abhaya bhayana sokam sokan. So he is saying that whatever I have received from Supreme Personality of Godhead by my austerity, swadharma niratasya tapah samadhi and my meditation, so I have received all this from by the mercy of Krishna. So all these things which I have received, just take this and see this. Drishtim prapasya. And he just gave this to Devahuti and said that, and by this what will happen? Which are free from fear and lamentation. So he gave all the realization which was with him to his wife, Devahuti. Why? Because Devahuti was serving him unconditionally and without even taking proper care of her own health, her own body. She had become emaciated and her hair swelled, locked, matted hair, because she was so much engrossed in serving her husband. So she was also doing a tapasya for the service of her husband. And by that, by seeing that how his wife is serving him, Kardamuni became very much pleased, and when he became pleased, he gave this knowledge, all his realization to his wife Devahuti. He said, I shall offer them all to you because you are engaged in my service. Now just look at them. I am giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice they are. So when a disciple serves his spiritual master, he also receives the mercy when the spiritual master is pleased. Otherwise, it is very difficult to receive the knowledge, the most confidential knowledge. Once one devotee was traveling in train, he was distributing books in the month of Marathon. So he confronted one person who was from another faith, who was giving reference from the Vedas only. And particularly, I think he was quoting from Ishopanishad, that tene jati means Lord is very near, very far. And he was describing that how Lord is impersonal with his own interpretation. So this devotee, and he was distributing Bhagavad Gita, this devotee, and he was having Ishopanishad also one piece. So he said, no, but this describes about the personal features of the Lord, but that person was not accepting. Then he showed some verse which was ahead of that verse, that which describes, oh, Hiranyamayana Patrina, oh Lord, please remove your effulgence so that I can see you. Then this devotee said, just see here, that how this verse is describing that he wants to see the form of the Lord, and he is asking to remove his effulgence so that he can see him. So this scripture is the reference from which book you are giving, the same book is describing. And then this devotee said, actually, if you want to learn that, then he was further arguing. Then he said, you can't understand this because you are not serving a spiritual master. Then he opened the Bhagavad Gita and he showed this verse. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darsina. So are you studying scriptures under some spiritual master? Are you serving someone? If you are not serving someone, then it is very difficult that you will understand what is the philosophy. By serving, rendering service only, you will be able to understand it. And sometimes we see that devotees who are learning in the scriptures and the Shastra, sometimes they also ask questions. It is not that they have become fallen or something, but they also ask questions. And sometimes the knowledge is within them, but when another devotee explains them, the same thing strikes them. And it strikes them and say, oh, what you are saying is right. I have not applied this in my life. He may have applied earlier, but nowadays he has not applied. Nowadays he is not applying. So again he gains faith, and again he starts practicing. So Krishna shows that even those who are our equals, maybe juniors, if we humbly inquire from them, Krishna reciprocates that he is not depending on his own knowledge. He tries to depend on others. Even though he is knowledgeable, he has the knowledge of the scriptures, but he is trying to humbly inquire from others. And this cooperation pleases Krishna very much. And then he reveals the truth, the same truth which is there in the scriptures. Then it helps the person to realize him. So this is very much beneficial when we serve others. And the example is also in Bhagavatam Mahatmya, where Narad Muni, when traveling, when Krishna has departed from this world and left this world, and after that he came to this earthly planet thinking that this is full of so many tirtha holy places and Krishna has performed his pastime. But wherever he went, he saw that the dharma has declined so much that no place was fit. And then finally he came to Vrindavan, and there he saw that Bhakti Devi is one lady was there beside the banks of Yamuna, and two persons who were old, they were lying on her lap. So, and he was bewildered, who this lady who is so young, and on her lap two old men are there and so many other ladies are serving him. So he asked, "Who are you?" First this lady only asked him to stop. "Oh sadhu, bho bho sadhu, tishtha tishtha, please stop for some moment." Then say, "Oh, you are Narad Muni." Then Narad Muni said, "Who is this lady who is knowing me?" Then said, "I am Bhakti. My name is Bhakti. I am Bhakti Devi. And these two persons are my sons, Gyan and Vairagya." And she described her story, how she came to Vrindavan. And she had become old, but Dhanya hai Vrindavana, where she revived her youth. But her sons were not revived. So it was very misfortune for her that mother is young but sons are old. And then she asked Narad Muni so that her sons can be revived. So Narad Muni promised that, "Okay, I will do something." He started asking all the Bhavishyavani, Akashvani, that do satkarma. So what is that satkarma? What is that good thing? He asked many sages, but they were not able to answer. And someone is telling, if Narad Muni is not knowing, what I will say? So better to keep quiet. Then finally, Narad Muni went to Badrikasam. There he met Chatushkumar. And these Chatushkumar, they said that this time factor, how is so strong that you who have earlier instructed your disciple Vyasdev to describe this holy scripture, Bhagavatam, so that all the things will be mitigated, the distress of the living entity, and you himself are asked a question. So they agreed that, okay, we will do, if you do this Srimad Bhagavatam, the narration of Bhagavatam, then these sons will be delivered. They will again revive their youth. So then again, it was decided that, okay, the Bhagavatam will happen, and Narad Muni invited them to Haridwar beside the Saptarishi, Anand Ghat. And there all the sages assembled, and this again Bhagavatam happened. And there Bhakti Devi again reappeared when the Katha started, along with her son Gyan and Vairagya. And when finally Bhagavatam was completed, her sons were revived. They also got their youth. So we see that Narad Muni, who is giving here in this Bhagavatam knowledge to his disciple Vyasdev, he also shows that he also needed this knowledge. Again, after happening this Bhagavatam, almost after 100 years, that pastime has happened. That he went to Badrikasram and he asked Chatushkumar, and they again narrated. So at that time, the main speaker was Chatushkumar and the main listener was Narad Muni. Like in this Bhagavatam, Suta Goswami and Sonak Rishi are there, Parikshit Maharaj and Sukhdev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj there. Although all other sages are assembled there in the assembly, but one person is asking question on behalf of everyone. So similarly here, Narad Muni arranged this Bhagavatam Katha to happen. So Krishna wants us to take shelter of not just of a spiritual master, to others' devotee also. It is not that, otherwise it may be like a Kanishta Bhakta who sees Lord only in the temple in the deity form and not respects other devotees. So if we advance, then we should also take shelter of our equals, maybe take guidance, take help, or take we should be ready to hear or to receive oral reception from anyone if he is properly practicing devotional service. And in this regard, in Bhagavata Mahatmya also it is said, which is part of Padma Puran, Uttarakhand. So when Parikshit Maharaj, he was delivered, so Brahmaji was very much astonished. He thought, Ragyo Moksham Tatha Viksha Pura Dhatapi Vismita Satya Loko Tula Badhva Tola Yat Sadhana Anyajaha. So Brahmaji thought, how this Parikshit Maharaj delivered? So he tried to weigh Tula. In the Tula, he tried to weigh all the sadhana, all the process which are there for liberation. And what he found? When he found that Loghunyani Jatani Gauravena Idan Mahat Tada Rishi Gana Sarve Visvayam Paramam Yayuhu. When he weighed all the sadhanas, all the way of deliverance, he found that this Srimad Bhagavatam is ahead of everyone. And every other things are Laghunyapi, they fall short. Chote pad gaye unke samne, Bhagavatam ke samne. So he found that this Bhagavatam is topmost scripture in delivering this living entity from this material world. So if we follow the proper procedure, proper process, then one can get the proper understanding of the knowledge. Otherwise, we will keep on exploring this material world, and what we will receive is knowledge only. Knowledge means data, information, not knowledge. Knowledge means realized knowledge. And only data is there. When we don't know how to apply it, then it is not useful. Suppose a person from internet and everything, he may come to know all the different kinds of weapon. What is this pistol? What is this revolver? This gun? This much mm caliber bullet is there, and if a strike with this much newton of force, it will strike at such a distance. It can go to 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer, or this much impact is there. Everything he details knows, but if he is given some difficult condition and he is given that gun, he is not able to shoot the bullet, then what is the use? So similar is the thing with when we are having too much information with us, but don't know how to apply it, how to benefit from that information in our own life, then it is useless. It is like you are having gun, but you don't know how to use it. So this knowledge converts to self-realized knowledge when it is applied properly, and when the spiritual master is pleased, he reveals the knowledge. Otherwise, we see that this same Bhagavad Gita, when we read it, time and again you keep on reading it. So as you keep on reading, first time you will get understand something, second time the same verse will reveal you something, different aspect of it, third time some different aspect. So similarly, even the person who has read Bhagavad Gita 10 times, even the 11 times, he will get realization from same Bhagavad Gita differently. Because this spiritual knowledge is not fixed. It keeps on expanding also, and it gives on revelation. This is Ananta. Hari Ananta, Hari Katha Ananta. So this keeps on expanding. So when we keep on serving, keep on properly serving the spiritual master, then we get realization when they are pleased. In this regard, and how Dham also purifies us, one devotee was telling one story, not a story, one real incident, that one of his friend is there who chants some rounds. So in this lockdown period, he was thinking of going some hill station, so that he was very much tired of being in the same house for so long. So he suggested, why don't you go to Mayapur? So he was planning to go for 2 months vacation, and he already work from home is there, so he can stay at some hill station and do work. So he said, you go to 2 months for Mayapur, but he was not ready. So he said, then, okay, go Mayapur for 1 month, then next month you can go for wherever you want to go. So that person became ready. He used to chant, he was chanting few rounds. So he went and along with his brother-in-law also went, who is not at all chanting anything and he was not following regulative principle. So brother-in-law means in Hindi it was like his sister's husband, his wife's sister's husband. So he also went at Mayapur Dham. So first day, and they were staying outside, not in the temple compound in Mayapur. So they entered temple campus in their shorts next day, but they were not allowed. So they were forced to purchase dhoti kurta so that they can enter. So they purchased, and then they were going, and these devotees, they were having their own kitchen and they used to cook, but they were eating, since he was a devotee, so both were eating vegetarian food. But his other friend, he was like, he used to eat non-veg also. So he went outside to search for non-veg. He was searching for chicken. So somehow or other he asked one, so whom to ask. Then he saw one Muslim person with cap. So he's the best person. He asked, I want to eat chicken. Where can I get? He'll give a very bad look and say, you are in Dham? You want to eat chicken? Hell with you. Dhikkar hai, in his own language, something he said. So see how all of other person, he found this Muslim person and he was there to guide and he instruct him. In this Dham you want to eat such obnoxious thing. Although these things are very, we have seen easily across that Mayapur temple road, main road. But he was given instruction there. And every single day they used to go to Ganga for take baths. And every day Mother Ganga is purifying them. This I'm especially talking about the other person who is not devotee, not chanting. So by this, gradually I think he was getting purified. So he was forced to eat only vegetarian food. And they used a lot of chili and spices. So the devotee whom they were friends, so he went in between them to meet them to that dham. And they were eating so much chilies. So he asked him, I can't eat. So they put less chili. Earlier they were putting 25 chilies in their sabjis. Now they put 24. They reduced one. So he said, I can't take it here. So from next day he was taking in temple only. So this person on Ekadasi day, then he thought, now today is Ekadasi. Ekadasi food. He has not practiced eating. So he went outside that he will eat some noodles. But wherever he went that, he saw all the shops are closed. And he asked, where is this shops? Are you not doing Ekadasi? The outside person said, today is Ekadasi. Which type of person you are? Not doing Ekadasi. So someone who is not devotee giving him instruction in the Dham. Every day he was going to Ganga, taking bath. And by being just in Dham for 2 months, he changed himself so much. Every day he used to drink. But now when he came back to his home, and when he has liquor in his hand, when he tried to drink it, he immediately remembers Mayapur Dham. I don't feel like having taste to take it and keep it back. So after that, till now he has taken liquor. So this is the mercy of Dham. When one who is not envious or not hidden motives, not blaspheming devotees, just being in Dham, Dham is purifying him. And especially about Mayapur Dham, which is Audari Dham, where Krishna is showing his mercy through his most munificent incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karah Vichar, Vichar Kariya Chitta Pabe Chamatkar. If you are indeed interested in logic and argument, kindly apply it in the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you do so, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. Otherwise, just by logic and argument, we will not be able to understand this scripture. But if we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much merciful. So we have heard the story of Jagai and Madhai. But when we see the most recent such type of people getting the mercy of Dham, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our faith increases in the process that how this process helps everyone. But when we go to Dham, we hardly get such type of realization or revelation. We also feel that Dham is so much purifying. But not like this person got, that our anartha suddenly appearing, disappearing from that point onward. Why? Because we are having hidden motives, and we are not. It is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is patit pavan, not kapat pavan. We are having kapat in our heart. That's why it becomes difficult to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. When we are free from this kapat, when we are serving with any hidden motives, then we can receive the mercy of Lord. Then we can purify our life. Hare Krishna. So these are some points which we discussed about the aspect, different aspects of respect, and how we apply it in devotional service. We can receive proper realization of the spiritual truth, and we can advance properly in our devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki. Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki.